Yeah, it's definitely the leg is feeling a lot better. You know, I've seen the doctor more times than I'd like to. And finally, you know, he and I are on the same page. And it's been encouraging enough, you know, the progress that I've made to give it a go.
You guys have had some struggles running. How do you make sure that, you know, obviously everyone's frustrated with the running game with you out. How do you make sure you're going back when it's appropriate and right for you and not just because you're getting pressure to get the ground game going?
As you said, you know, overall as a team, we haven't been to where we want to in the running game. But, you know, I feel no added pressure from that. The organization, the training staff has been, more than willing to work with me, making sure that I'm 100%. But, you know, once I get back out there, it's just like treating it like the day one of training camp, getting back my run reads, getting back my fits with the offensive line, and just giving them words of encouragement, you know, and that's the veteran leadership that I bring.
Steven, how close are you to 100%? You read the blog and you wanted to make sure you were 100% when you came back.
Well, I don't think any time after week one you're 100%, but I think that I'm feeling to this point well enough to give it a go and be out there and be effective, you know, like day one.
How tough has it been to watch as things kind of unravel for the team here?
Well, it's been difficult to watch, you know, seeing my teammates go out there and battle, being here 7 days a week with those guys and not being able to participate, not being able to maybe be a difference maker in a game or two. It's been very frustrating, but I've learned a lot by just, you know, actually becoming a coach. And now I think I really know the details of some of the plays that I, you know, probably didn't know because I was just so new to the offense.
This is a new experience for you, too. I mean, being out for a while like this.
Yeah, it hasn't happened since 2008. So I'm still hungry as ever. I just see it as a test. I see it as something that I've been through before, been successful with it individually. Now I could probably come here and, you know, we have such an amazing team that maybe I could be that difference maker.
Hey, Steven, having been in that division, does it give you a little bit of an advantage as far as facing them, or are they different with the new coordinator?
Well, I made no friends in that division. So I expect for Arizona to be who they are, and you know that's a tough-nosed defense. Front seven is, you know, as good as anybody in the NFL, but you know they have some guys on the outside that can get after the pass rusher, and they have a good a linebacker in Washington that can make tackles.
When you say give it a go, just to clarify, you expect to play?
We'll see. You know, the game is Sunday. I'm aware of that. The team is aware of that, but at the same time, I'm here to make a difference, and you know we're going to see if I can do that. Oh, man, I feel fresh. I feel fresh. You know, I've been working hard in the weight room. You know, nothing has really changed outside of my mental preparation, my physical preparation as far as that. And just, you know, being handicapped to be on the actual practice field and in the games.
How anxious are you to see how it feels today and how hard will you go at practice?
The game is Sunday. And, you know, I will make sure that I get my run reads. I'll make sure I get my run fits. Making sure that I understand the offensive game plan going into the week. But, you know, once again, you know, I'll be very aware of I still have some days to heal, and I'll get there on Sunday.
The hamstring just especially frustrating just because, I mean, one day it will feel great and another day it will feel worse.
Well,
than it did.
What makes the hamstring so difficult is because you're actually able to run. But once you hit top gear, that's when you feel it. And, you know, walking around, I feel no issues. Jogging, I feel no issues. But when it's time for me to make runs and cuts that I need to do, you know, that's what makes the hamstring difficult.
Nobody wants to miss time, but if there's an upside to that, this team goes on a streak, December games, and then you look forward to January games, is there an upside to your body being in a better place?
Well, you know, coming into this season, you know, I definitely didn't want to miss any games. I take great pride in being a workhorse, but I knew that I had to close out games, close out the season. So everything I want to do, everything is ahead of me to do so, you know, just make sure that I continue to work hard. So when the opportunity presents itself, I'm ready.
Steven, will you try to test it at top speed this week or wait till Sunday?
Game's on Sunday.